First up, let's take a look at what's been making science headlines around the world, and bacteria could be conspiring with cancer to block the action of chemotherapy drugs. According to scientists in Israel, bacteria can get inside tumours and even inside cancer cells themselves, and then use their own metabolic machinery to protect the tumour cells by breaking down anti-cancer treatments, like the drug gemcitabine. Ravid Straussman.
They can either come probably from the bloodstream into the tumours, or because we were exploring pancreatic cancers, they might come from the gastrointestinal tract. We can see them in different methods. We can characterize them. We know which bacteria they are. And we know can really affect the sensitivity of these cancer cells to chemotherapy.
How do you know that it is the bacteria that are doing that? And it's not just that the bacteria are there like a bystander. Because you've got abnormal cancer tissue, the bacteria have settled there, and they've got nothing to do with the resistance to the drugs.
We know in the laboratory that when we take cancer cells and we put chemotherapy on them, it's really easy to kill them. But when we add specific types of bacteria into this culture of cancer cells, the cancer cells become completely resistant to chemotherapy. We found that bacteria can inactivate the drug by cutting it. We also can show that if you have mice models with a cancer and bacteria, the cancer of the mice is becoming completely resistant to chemotherapy. But if you treat these mice with antibiotics, then you can resensitize these tumors to chemotherapy. Now, we do see the same bacteria in human patients. We know that these bacteria have the genes they need to degrade the drug, but it's hard to know what would be the effect of eradicating these bacteria from human tumors.
So your hypothesis is that people who don't respond very well to their chemotherapy or develop drug resistance, at least a subset of those patients may well have tumours in which they've got bacteria in the tumour, and the bacteria are breaking down the chemotherapy drugs so that they don't kill the cancer cells.
Right. So we profiled 113 pancreatic cancer patients, and we found bacteria in the majority of them. Bacteria were found between the cells and even inside cancer cells. And we know, as I said before, that these bacteria have the right capacity to degrade gemcitabine. From here, one can only postulate that if you have a bacteria inside the cancer cell and it can degrade gemcitabine, so probably it's going to protect the cancer cells from chemotherapy. But someone would need to do clinical trials in order to validate how important this mechanism really is.
What specifically were the bugs that you found?
We found many bugs, many types of bacteria. Some of these you know, like E. coli or Salmonella. The one thing in common to all of these bacteria was that they all have a specific enzyme called CDD. It stands for cytidine deaminase, and can come in a short or a long isoform. We found that only bacteria with a long isoform of CDD can degrade the drug gemcitabine. And when we looked into these patients, into the tumors of these patients, we found that many of them have bacteria with long CDD isoform.
So that means that particular flavor is capable of breaking down the drug. It's in those bacteria.
Right.
So it sort of puts the weapon, the smoking gun, at the scene of the crime and in the hand of the bacterial criminal, doesn't it?
Yes. We also isolated these bacteria and were able to demonstrate that bacteria isolated from pancreatic cancer patients from the pancreatic tumors can degrade gemcitabine that we add in the lab to these cells.
What about doing the experiment where you take tumors and add bacteria to those tumors that have this drug degrading ability? Can you then confer on the cancer resistance to the chemotherapy by adding only the bacteria?
Right. So we did a few of these experiments. We took, as you said, mice models of cancer. And if we put inside bacteria with a long CDD isoform, these mice models of cancer become completely resistant to therapy. And then if we treat them with antibiotics together with gemcitabine, then we can make these tumors go away. Another type of experiment that we did, we took mice models of cancer, put bacteria inside them, but we changed one very small piece in the DNA of these bacteria, making CDD-positive bacteria into these CDD-negative bacteria. Then all of a sudden, these mice are responding to chemotherapy.
It's amazing and encouraging news, isn't it? Maybe we can treat cancers in future with antibiotics as well as anti-cancer drugs. That was Ravid Straussman, and he's based at the Weizmann Institute in Israel. The study he was talking about has just come out in the journal Science.